We are continuing in Mikitzer in Simen Kuf Chav Siv Ches. So chapter 120, Halacha 8. Hasandik va'amo'el va'aviyah ben mutarim li'istat rabi yom shlifnei ha'mila samoch la'erev kodim halicha le'beis ha'kneses. So again, let's say one is making a bris mila during Sfira. So the sandik, that's the person who holds the baby during the bris itself. The Moel, the person actually performing the circumcision, Aviah Ben, the father of the child, all of these individuals are permitted to take a haircut and to shave on the day before the bris. So not just on the day of the bris, but even the day before the bris, Samoch La'erev, Kodim Halicha Le'beis HaKnesses. Interestingly enough, already before evening, prior to, let's say, the time of going to shul from Mincha Ma'ariv. Okay, incredible. Halacha test. Lasos shiduchin afilo besuda mutar mechal yamim. So again, to make an engagement party. So lasos shiduchin literally means, again, to celebrate like an engagement, to celebrate the marriage. Couple gets, so today what we would call a lechayim or even a vart is permitted even during Sfira, even with a suda, even with a celebratory meal. However, achrikudin umecholos asurin. But of course, what you're not allowed to do is that the Kitzerites dancing, dancing is going to be prohibited. Now, what's interesting about this is as follows. So, halacha lemaisa, again, so going ahead and playing music during Sfira is prohibited. That's the halacha. So, it's interesting that he includes over here about dancing. This happens to be subject to somewhat of a dispute. And there are many opinions that hold that dancing, if done for a mitzvah, is permitted. So, you know, but let's say, but with instrumentation, of course, again, that's going to be prohibited. So, it seems to be that common practice is that people do dance during Sfira, dancing for a mitzvah. But of course, instruments would be prohibited. Okay, we'll stop over here for today. Shkoyach, everyone, wishing everyone a wonderful day.